5.9.
Hi, Tamandra, how are you doing?
So you're speaking to us from Australia, but on New York Times, is that correct?
More or less, yes.
You are talking to us then literally from the future.
My name is Matt Novak. I am the editor of Gizmodo's Paleo Future blog, which takes a look at past visions of the future. There's sort of this myth that the future is happening quicker than it's ever happened. And this sort of grew out of visions of the future from the 70s. And then even before that, you know, there were people at the turn of the 20th century who would often believe that the future was happening much, much too quickly. And that's a product of age, in my opinion. I think that people, as we get older, believe that the future is happening much more quickly.
So you don't think it is happening much more quickly?
No, not at all. The smartphone took about a decade to go from about 5% adoption rate to 50% in the United States. That is longer than it took for TV to do the same thing in the United States. From the late 40s to the mid-50s, it went from about 5% of Americans having TV to 60%.
So would you say we're moving into the future at about the same speed that we were in the 1950s?
For sure. There are products that change the world and technologies that change the world, like the internet. But you have to remember that the first host-to-host internet connection was in 1969. But it literally took decades of building the infrastructure before most people got online.
Why do people have this perception that the future is happening quicker?
Older people feel as if time passes faster.
Do generations since the 1960s have a different relationship with technology?
Maybe, but I think that generations since the 1960s are simply more spoiled. If you look at the technological advances of the turn of the 20th century, I mean, electric light alone, I mean, think about what electrification of the home did in the 1920s to radically change people's lives. The thing that may have changed in the 1960s was people recognizing the connections between these technological advances and consumer goods. People who were born at the end of the 19th century and lived to the 1960s saw just as much radical change as people who were born in the 60s to today.